The jury in the Arthur Andersen trial goes back to the courtroom today to continue deliberations as ordered by the judge. After 7 days of trying to reach a verdict, jurors told U.S. District Judge Melinda Harmon they were deadlocked. The accounting firm is accused of shredding documents and wiping out computer records related to the Enron Corporation, just as the federal government began investigating the energy trader's controversial finances. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Houston.
It's been 1 week since the jury first began its deliberations in the Andersen case, trying even over the weekend to come to a unanimous verdict. Late yesterday, jurors sent a note to the judge telling her they were deadlocked. Government prosecutors had no comment. Andersen's lead defense attorney, Rusty Harton, had been hoping for an acquittal.
The longer it goes, the greater likelihood there is that they won't reach an agreement. In that sense, I'm disappointed. On the other hand, I have these mixed feelings. I mean, hung jury is supposed to be a victory for us. It's just that I don't feel like it right now.
But the jury is not hung, and today resumes its struggle to come back with a verdict. Judge Melinda Harmon, in hopes of averting the effort and expense of a new trial, read jurors a brief standard set of instructions yesterday, telling them to continue their deliberations. Former U.S. prosecutor Christopher Bebel says the jury is still likely to be split despite the judge's charge.
This case is of extraordinary importance. All these jurors know it. These jurors have thought through their positions long and hard. And because this case means so much, they're not likely to be easily swayed.
Before reading the instructions, Judge Harmon took out a sentence at the request of prosecutors and over the objections of Andersen attorneys. It said if the evidence in the case failed to establish Andersen's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, then the jury must find the accounting firm not guilty. Andersen attorney Rusty Harton was disappointed.
We wanted that language because that language reminded them, as I say again, the legitimacy of finding a defendant not guilty. It's been a lot of things that have happened in the trial that we wished had or hadn't happened, and we just have to deal with it.
The jury is to decide if Andersen, with criminal intent, thwarted a federal investigation into the controversial finances of the Enron Corporation by destroying audit-related records. Enron filed the country's largest bankruptcy last year, while Andersen served as its auditor. If jurors still can't agree, then Judge Harmon will declare a mistrial, and the government must decide if it will retry this case. Chris Bebel says whatever the decision, the government may have made a mistake by not settling this case when it had the chance.
This case is just a footnote to the equation. This is the tail. The dog is Enron. And this little tail, this little footnote, is destroying the larger cases.
The Andersen trial is the first to emerge from the Enron debacle. Andersen officials say if it comes to a second trial, they'll be ready. If the accounting firm is found guilty, Andersen faces hefty fines, probation, and the likelihood of losing its ability to audit publicly traded companies. And that will likely put the flailing accounting firm entirely out of business. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Houston.